Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
In front, scores! Doan on the doorstep! His second of the game, and it's a power play goal. Sabres are up 2-0 on the Panthers.
Dan Dunleavy on the call right there. Sabres taking on the Montreal Canadiens tonight. Chance to get back to level, back to 500. 7:30 p.m. is the puck drop, which means 6:30 p.m. pregame here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Going to get with Paul Hamilton in a minute. Let me reset the show for you here today. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo football Monday with a little bit of hockey detour because we have no Bills game from yesterday to talk about, but a Sabres game tonight in Montreal. And, of course, our Buffalo football Monday is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. So we've got a lot to get to, including our injury report, our extra point from the sidelines. The sideline's a little different for you this week. Got something to share for you there. It wasn't a Bills game, obviously. And then, of course, a little bit about more of a jump around the league, sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, all coming your way in a little while. Paul Hamilton joining me now on the West Her Hotline. Of course, Paul's appearance brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, Relax, we got this. Well, Paul, I'm going to relax because I survived again in your loser pool. I mean, you know, we're just chugging along here. Although I will say, picking the Raiders was kind of a win-win, right? Because if the Raiders had beaten the Chiefs, I would not be unhappy, even though I'd be out of your loser pool.
Most folks actually did take Las Vegas that are left. I had three entries, and I was stupid enough to take the same team to lose in two of the three entries, which was New England against the Bills.
Oh.
So I knocked out two then. And then the next week, I'm not – I would make this pick again. I took the Giants to lose on Thursday Night Football, and they won and against the Eagles. And I would make that pick again. I wasn't sorry. So that eliminated me. I'm totally out.
How about the Giants yesterday blowing that lead? They were up three scores in the fourth quarter, 33 points in the fourth quarter by the Denver Broncos. Pretty crazy right there for them to come back.
I've never seen a quarterback like Nick's. I mean, and I see it more because I've had him on my fantasy team for 2 years. In the first half, he looks like he couldn't start for a college team. He is awful, almost weekly. You're sitting there at halftime going, oh, good, I have 2 points from Knicks. And then the next thing you know, he gets 35 points in the second half. He, for whatever reason, it takes him a half to warm up almost on a weekly basis. And certainly that happened against the Giants yesterday.
Sabres, Canadiens tonight. What's happening behind you, Paul? Are the Sabres skating?
It's just the end of the Montreal Canadiens morning skate. The Sabres will be on the ice in a little bit over 20 minutes. And I don't think it'll be an optional as most of them been this year because they did not practice yesterday. So I think we'll probably see a full skate from the Sabres at 11:30.
By the way, I don't know why I assumed that you wouldn't be watching this gate. I said behind you, but it's probably in front of you. You're watching it while you're talking to me. All right. So that being said, all right, let's start with that. Who do we expect on the ice for the skate? Let's do a little injury update here because the Sabres need to start getting healthy. They have started to see some guys return a little bit, but still some other guys are a little ways away. What do we know about some of the injured players? Who's in, who's out right now?
Yeah, you mentioned an injury report, so we won't just do a Bills injury report. We'll do a Sabres one, too.
Love it.
And it was getting better. You know, they were able to get a Samuelson back and get some guys back. Greenway is right around the corner. Kesselring is back on the ice. Lukanen is practicing and probably will wind up in Rochester on a rehab. So everything looked like it was going in the right direction. Well, then Danforth is now out for over a month. Norris, of course, is out for over a couple of months. Bryson is in concussion protocol. So Noah Ostlund, the former number one pick, is up and will probably be in the lineup to take Danforth's place. And then Metsä was already here. So it would be between Zach Jones, who they signed from the New York Rangers and did pretty well in its four games in Rochester at four assists, or Zach Metsä. One of the two of them will wind up in the lineup for Bryson. So injuries were getting better, but now they're starting to acquire more injuries and having to bring up more guys from Rochester.
UPL and Jordan Greenway and Michael Kesselring. What about those three specifically? What are we looking at?
Well, Kesselring got on the ice Friday for the first time by himself, you know, in a rehab skate. And that's when Lindy Ruff had anticipated he would be on. So he hasn't joined the club yet. Greenway has been practicing with the team. You got to remember, Greenway hasn't played since March and has had two surgeries. So this is kind of like his training camp. So, yeah, he feels better and doesn't have pain, but they can't just throw him in because they got to get him some practice time. So that's really what they're doing right now. Wouldn't shock me if maybe you see Greenway by the weekend if everything goes well and there are no relapses or whatever. As far as Lukanen goes, he's fine. He says he doesn't feel the pain and is going well. But again, he has had one period of play since last April and hardly had a training camp. So and Lindy Ruff did not say this wouldn't happen. It would probably be a good idea to get him down to Rochester on a rehab assignment and get him a couple of starts before you activate him into the NHL.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline coming at you today. I am. He's in Montreal. Sabres are in there tonight, 7:30 p.m. is where the puck drops. He's in Montreal. I'm down in Olean at St. Bonaventure University today, Paul. WSBU, the radio studios here. Nice campus, obviously. I'm talking to some students today. You ever been down here this way to go to a game or visit the campus?
Yeah, I was down there for a game. I was down there when they had that scandal and they had some press conferences. So, yeah, I have been down there, not much, but a little bit. I just was thinking back when you said the college station, my old college station back in Ames, Iowa, which since I was there for a bit of a fifth year, I spent a lot of time there once I couldn't play hockey anymore, and there and the AM station in Ames, Iowa.
Just give a little shout out to the sports management program in the School of Business and students from sports media. I'll be hooking up and talking with them a little bit later. In the meantime, talking with Paul Hamilton here ahead of Sabres Canadiens tonight. All right, they lose three, they win two. Is there a big picture what's been different that we can talk about here, or is it just the little things that go your way sometimes that don't go your way other times?
Well, what's been different is Zach Benson and Josh Doan. I mean, that's what they were missing, especially what Zach Benson brings to the table. It's not an accident. They both have 5 points in their last two games with the way they play. They're tied for the team lead in scoring, and Benson's only played two games. But it's contagious. When you see Zach Benson doing it, you say to yourself, maybe I should be doing that too. And then you see the Kulik, Thompson, and Benson line all at the net, and you see everybody at the net. Florida is one of the most physical teams you are going to play, whether they're injured or not. You are in for a battle. I think the Sabres out-physicaled them in that game. I have never seen Matias Samuelson play that physical in a game as he did in that game against Florida. He was knocking people down on the penalty kill. That he was one of his best games I have seen him play, but there was physicality to his game. And that's what Lindy Ruff has been on him about since he's become the coach, is use your size to your advantage. We're not talking about fighting or anything like that, but use your size to your advantage to lean on people, to take them out of the play, to make open ice hits and that type of thing. And I thought Samuelson did a good job when Dahlin viciously cross-checked Marchand in the back. Marchand lost his mind and jumped him, and the whole Sabre team was there. Thompson immediately got there, and they were all there for their captain, which we couldn't have said last year before the incident where Thompson got hurt. I really think the Sabres were the more physical team and initiated more physicality in that game. And you saw them around the net. You saw them winning battles. You saw them using their speed to get to the battles. Just the things that were missing in the first three games.
The other thing that is different, Paul, special teams. Holy cow. I mean, we were talking about the Sabres, you know, 0 for their first 11 to start the season. I'm looking now, they're 5 of 18, and they're, like, literally near the top of the league suddenly in power play percentage. In fact, let me get you a number. There's number 6 overall, 27.78. They're 5 for 18. That means for 5 of their last 7, actually.
Yeah.
But it hasn't ebbed with the penalty kill. They're number 1 in the NHL, killing off penalties, 23 power plays against, only 1 power play goal against. So that's obviously been a big difference.
Yeah, they went 7 for 7 on the penalty kill against Florida. And let me tell you something. If they keep taking 7, giving the other team 7 power plays a game, they're not going to get away with it, no matter how good their penalty kill is. That was very good. They got away with it. That's the only thing that I would say they still have to get out of their game is taking the stupid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
But penalties, they take some dumb ones still, and they're still doing it. Benson, right at 9 seconds into the game, sticks his leg out for a tripping penalty at center ice. No, you don't need to do that. They killed it, and that was fine. But the power play, you're right, 5 of their last 7. Interestingly enough, they've got those 5 goals, and if you look at who scored the goals, nobody named Tuck, Thompson, or Dahlin scored. It was two by Quinn, or two by Zucker, rather, and two by Doan and one by Quinn. Those are your 5 power play goals. Now, who would have guessed that Thompson, Dahlin, and Tuck wouldn't be involved? They got some assists, but they didn't get any goals on those power play goals.
Yeah, facing a Montreal team tonight. It's about middle of the pack in both special teams areas. We'll see if the Sabres can continue on in their special teams play. Really nice turnaround here. Again, you go from 0 for 11 to 6th in the league over a 2-game period. It also shows that it has been just a very small sample size. Okay, a small sample size of Josh Doan, but man, oh man. For all the things that people say about Kevin Adams and the build of this roster, I'll say if he found this player in that trade for J.J. Paterka to continue the way he's playing long-term, short-term and long-term in Buffalo, and the addition of Kesselring, who looks like he should be a pretty good defenseman, boy, that could turn out to be a really nice trade. This kid has looked really nice in Buffalo Sabres blue and gold.
Well, the trade was off until Doan was part of it, and Kevin Adams was very clear about that, and that was both Kevin Adams told us that, and the Utah general manager told us that. That originally, no, they weren't going to make the deal if Doan was in it. And Adams said, then there's no deal. Call me if you change your mind. And then they decided, this is the Utah GM. You know, he said to himself, look, at, we want Twitterka. He's a really good player. We want him. We will put Doan into the trade. And then the trade was made. And when he came, I told you guys, he's going to be in the middle of everything. And he certainly has been in the middle of everything and has an upside. Who knows what that upside is, and we still don't. We saw for two games what the upside is. But we do know he's a guy that has, you know, scored in the American Hockey League almost 30 goals in less than 70 games. And, you know, is a guy who's got a great shot and now has 5 points so far to start off the season with the Buffalo Sabres all in his last two games. So he's a player. I think you're going to start seeing a lot of number 91 jerseys around the arena before too long. He's going to be a player that the fans of Buffalo are going to like.
Yeah, he's playing really well so far to start his Sabres career. All right, so they have Montreal tonight. Then they're back home for a couple more. We talked about the front-loaded home schedule to start the year. It's the Red Wings. It's the Maple Leafs. These are key Atlantic Division matchups. And then at Toronto, it's a back-to-back. When do we see Alex Lyon not in goal? Is that tonight? Is that later in the week? When does that happen?
Lindy Ruff wouldn't commit to it because I happened to ask him before the Florida game, and he says that's all we're thinking about now. He didn't say no. He just said we'll think about that after the Florida game. This would be the game I would put him in, even though Alex Lyon is coming off a shutout, only because then you could put Lyon in on Wednesday. You could put him in on Friday. I don't really have a problem with letting Ellis play the second game of the back-to-back if it's not his first NHL game. I would rather he play his first NHL game against Montreal, even though it's in a cathedral here in the Bell Center. But I would rather it be here and get it out of the way. And it's about time. I mean, they have to monitor Lyon, too. When does fatigue set in? And that's something, you know, the goaltending coach and the strength and conditioning coach will sit with Lindy Ruff. And they'll talk to Alex Lyon, too. But, you know, Alex Lyon's not going to turn down a start. He's a gamer. So it's, you know, it's going to fatigue eventually. So to me, tonight makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense with the team, especially with Lyon coming off a shutout.
Paul, big picture, do the Sabres have a goaltending controversy, if you will, when UPL is back?
No. It's Lyon's job until further notice, in my mind.
It's Lyon's job. Okay. It had been UPL's job, and Alex Lyon showed up at the last minute. So you're saying it's Lyon's job. Lose your job because of injury, but you're saying you lose your job because of injury.
It wasn't Lukanen's job at the end of last year when Lindy Ruff, for the last month and a half of the season, decided I'm going to do whatever it takes to win hockey games, and whoever gives us the best chance to win hockey games. I think Lukanen played two games, and it was every night. It was James Reimer, the 37-year-old who wasn't going to be part of the Sabres' plans. But when Lindy Ruff decided we need to put guys in who are going to help us win hockey games, it was not Ukko-Pekka Lukanen. So I think you're right. I think going into camp, they had him penciled in as the starter, to see, you know, what happened in the offseason, where he made improvements and those types of things. But this is Alex Lyon's opportunity. He's never had an opportunity like this in the NHL at age 32. So this is his opportunity to make it so that the coaching staff cannot take him out of the net. And so far, in five games, he has done just that.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. A little thought on Montreal here, Paul. Looks like they're building it and maybe got it to a spot where they feel really good. Cole Caulfield had a great overtime goal the other night. I'm sure you saw that. I think it was against Nashville. But looks like a team that is on the up and come here.
Yeah, they've played six games, and it's not surprising at all that Cole Caulfield and their captain Nick Suzuki are their leading scorers with 8 points. So, you know, that wouldn't shock anybody. Sam Montembeau, who really played very well for them last year, and one of the reasons they went up the standings, has not had, and I don't think he's going to play tonight. He's 2-2, but his save percentage is only .857 and a .326. So I don't think the Sabres are going to see him. Look, I believe he was out there taking shots late when I started with you. So he just hasn't been so far in four games, the goaltender. But yeah, the Canadiens are 4-2. You know, they're off to a pretty good start. They lost their first game. and then have gone on a pretty good run since then. So they went on a four-game winning streak and then lost another one. So it's a hockey club that they know how to play. They don't have a lot of superstars on their team. Line A didn't play the last game due to injury, but he doesn't have a goal yet in five games. You know, he's hot and cold. Basically a power play specialist, I think, is how you would look at him. And they also got a key injury, too. Gouley is not going to play. Gouley got hurt, and his first game out was the last game, and they're not going to have him for a while on defense either.
All right, Paul. Well, have a nice time today in Montreal and covering the game tonight. We'll be following along at PHAM1717, of course, WGR550.com. Thanks a lot, brother.
Okay, take care.
All right, you got it. That is Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. I'd say that qualifies as like a goalie controversy in some way, right? I mean, I hear Paul. I'm not disagreeing. It's Alex Lyon's job now, right? But, folks, I mean, Lindy said when UPL's the number one. Like he said, he's the number one. They sent Devin Levi down. UPL was the guy. He came back from injury. Yeah, he's our number one. We got to fill some guys in here. Alex Lyon showed up after they basically said, Georgiev's not it. And now he's in. And I'm not telling you it's not his job. I agree. And as Owen said earlier, he's only in the crease now. It's his crease. But to me, that sounds like a bit of it like a controversy. Like the old saying in sports is you don't lose your job because of injury, which, by the way, is not necessarily true. Lots of guys have lost their job because of injury. And I think when UPL is healthy, they're going to have to figure that out. It's not a bad problem to have, right? As long as Alex Lyon keeps playing the way he is. We'll see tonight, 7:30 p.m., the puck drops. 6:30 p.m. is the pregame show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you. The Canadians, I'm looking now, 21 goals scored in their first six games. Sabres have 13 in five games. They started off, obviously, could not score at all for the first three games. And then a big explosion lately. How about that special teams turnaround? Sabres start the year 0-for-11 on the power play, but also killing their first 11 penalties. So they're 0-for-11, but 11-for-11 on the flip side. And you're like, well, neither is really that sustainable, right? You're going to get some power play goals and you're going to get goals scored against you. Well, guess what? Over the last two games, 5-of-7 on the power play. They're now 5-of-18, sixth in the NHL percentage wise. Incredible to do that and jump that high. And they're number one on the penalty kill. They've killed 22-of-23. But I agree with Paul completely. You can't keep taking penalties. You keep taking penalties, 23 penalties taken over the first five games, not good. And that will come back to bite you at the Montreal Canadiens. We'll have that for you here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We'll have more of the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show for you coming up after this timeout. We got to get to sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, we'll get to your Barnes Firm injury report on the Buffalo Bills as we head into a week against the Carolina Panthers. An extra point from the sidelines, a lot to get to, a jump around the league. So we're going to do it all after this timeout here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.